All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. It's all about Republicans and conservatives this evening. conservative groups across the U.S., often linked to deep-pocketed right-wing donors, are carrying out a campaign to ban books from school libraries, often focused on the works that address race, LGBTQ issues, or marginalized communities. Literature has already been removed from schools in Texas, Pennsylvania, Utah, Virginia, and Wyoming. In October, the Texas State Representative Matt Krause sent a list of 850 books to school districts asking that they report how many copies they have of each title and how much had been spent on those books. In Pennsylvania, the Central York School Board banned a long list of books, almost entirely titles by or about people of color, including books by Jacqueline Woodson, Ibram X. Kendi, and children's titles about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. Let's just call it what it is. Every author on that list is a black voice, one teacher told the York Dispatch. I'm telling you, man, there's something about these conservatives that is dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't talk about the greatness of the nation and the Constitution and the freedoms that we have and say that that's why you support being a Republican, and then you see what is taking place here.
Yeah, unless you want to bring a gun to school. Then, hey, you're on the right track, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, these people are nuts. Who do we have on the line, man?
We got Dave from Mequon.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. Really quickly, in following with all this, what you're just discussing about with like the books and everything, you know, what's happened is everything has become branded. As far as when you look at what people stand now politically, 20 years ago, people would say it's none of your business. And I think what we have to do is get away from that, because what's happening now is we're pitting one another, and it's tearing the fabric of the country.
Hey, Dave. You know, this is Republican stuff. All the things I'm talking about here is coming from Republicans
spending tremendous amounts of money to try and ban
you
books.
You guys can say it's on both sides of the ledger. It's not. This is all Republican madness.
Well, we do have, I guess, we have a disagreement as far as what's going on politically speaking, but as far as banning books, I'm not for that, obviously.
But again, it's coming from Republicans.
I understand that. But my point is that we really have to, rather than the identity stuff and the things, we really do have to focus on getting back to people with getting to the basics. We're slipping far behind as far as mathematics and science and everything else.
Hey, Dave, I got all of that, okay?
Yeah.
But the issue and what I'm talking about is what is going on with people who call themselves conservatives and Republicans. It's whatever is the most moronic and idiotic thought that somebody can come up with, that's what they do.
And spend tons of money and a lot of time and energy doing it. That's the thing that gets me, is it feels like an attack. It feels like an attack on our schools. You say falling behind in math, I mean, they're crippling our schools.
Well, I will say this. I mean, I agree with the fact that there's a lot of time that's being wasted on this stuff, and the fact that, yes, You when you have that being thrown out there on a continual basis, you know, it's it it it's not getting
so
to
my
where
point
it's
is,
supposed to be.
What is it that Republicans are trying to say with all of
I
this
think it's
foolishness?
Really coming back to, and it has to be, like I said, if for me, if I were doing the messaging, I would be essentially like, okay, this is what we want to do. I really don't care as far as, you know, like I said, when I went to school, I didn't know my teacher if he was a Republican or a Democrat. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know that. I don't think that should be, I should know their political affiliation, because it really shouldn't matter to
the kids.
This
is not coming from the educators. This is coming from people outside of the educators.
But the educators are also the ones pushing also the CRT movement.
Well, let's keep in mind, though, that the CRT stuff, like, that's how teachers are being identified, quote unquote, as Democrats, by being, you know, racially progressive. So that's sort of the issue, is you can't even teach anymore without outing yourself as a liberally minded person.
Yeah, and that's not good either. And the thing is, again, though, it's but the CRT, the problem I have with that personally is the fact that started with law school. It's a theory, and we're now trying to make that as to, okay, that's the way everything is, when in actuality, it's just it was a theory that was presented.
Well, okay, so...
That's all it is. Yeah, I mean, we're just, for instance, teaching about the history of slavery isn't critical race theory. That's history.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, then why are they trying to do away with that?
Because they're blaming the kids today for the stuff that was going on way back when, that somehow the children today are at
no,
fault.
No, 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 no. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let you get away with that. They're not blaming the kids of today for what happened and what their forefathers did. Nobody is blaming the kids today. But at the same time, to erase that from the history books is unacceptable.
They're still talking about slavery. They're still talking about segregation.
Let me say this.
Yes.
I think, Dave, they're still teaching about the Holocaust.
Yes,
nobody's saying do away with the history of the Holocaust. Nobody.
And nobody's saying do away with segregation and slavery.
No,
and all
no,
that
no,
other
no,
stuff.
No. Yeah, yes, they are.
No, they're
okay.
Not.
Okay,
that's not true.
Hey, Dave.
That's not true, Earl. That's not true. I'm just telling you that's not true.
Thank you very much for the call. You and I have differences on that. You know, it just is amazing to me that you see exactly what's taking place before your eyes. And instead of, you know, even people who are conservative, instead of admitting and saying that to their peers, hey, I'm a conservative, but I think this is wrong. I think we should, this makes no sense. And so I don't agree with it. Instead of pushing back on that, knowing these things are wrong, they stand up and continue to support one another in that. And then to act as though the rest of the world, the rest of the nation is in, you know, a bad way. It's in a bad way because they have to fight the foolishness that you are hearing from these so-called conservatives. You know, enough of that is enough. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, what appears to be. Let's do this. Let's take this call first.
Yeah, we got Robert from West Dallas.
Hey, Robert. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say this is not the Republican Party of old. We're not dealing with John McCain or Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Or any kind of reasonable Republican. These guys are way out on the fringe. Really, you know, critical race theory isn't taught in school.
It's just not.
It's not. It's a college level, graduate level course. But you have people over on the Fox Disinformation Network and some of these other networks trying. I mean, the whole Glenn Youngkin campaign. Mm-hmm. McAuliffe should have just came out and said, this is nonsense. It's not being taught in school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He dropped the ball.
What some of these people are arguing, it's not even happening. And then the shame of it is they really don't want to teach history. I don't think anyone's going around making children feel bad about themselves because they're white. I think this is more about white supremacy.
It's projection,
These guys look at the demographics. No one's buying their baloney, right? On a good day, they're 40% of the population. So what do? They have to spin lies and disinformation to justify everything they're doing, whether it's on voting, whether it's on other issues. And now they're going to get into the school system because they know, you know, if their children know reality and facts and history, it's not going to square with the nonsense their parents are watching on Fox News and AON and Newsmax and right-wing radio. Those kids might start asking, what the hell are you guys talking about? This doesn't make any sense.
So let me ask you, man, you pretty well, pretty astute guy. Every time you call, you've always got something
legit,
right on point.
Yeah.
To say. So what is the mindset of many whites today, as if somehow people of color, especially black people in this country, only make up 12% of the population? What are they afraid of? What do they think black people are going to do? You know, we are in a horrific place in this country. Yeah. It's gotten worse for black people.
Yeah.
In my lifetime, it hasn't gotten better. What are they expecting?
What they're afraid of is losing power. So they want to use this to kind of keep people voting for them and keep them in office. That's really what they're afraid of. This, like many wedge issues, is used to kind of bring out people. So, you know, Tucker Carlson and these other guys will just go on air and lie about this stuff nonstop. They'll take the smallest issue, blow it up, and then they'll run it through their echo chamber to get people all fired up and excited about this stuff that's not really happening so that they'll turn them out to vote. That's really what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with the election stuff. You know, there's always a good story, but we know Gableman and Voss are a crook. I mean, they're robbing us blind right now.
No question.
With this election audit. It's a bunch of nonsense. There was no issue. And whenever they've done audits on these elections, these guys lost 62 court cases on the election. They've lost all their audits, came up with nothing. And now, you know, they need these manufactured reasons to go and do what they've already decided to do. You know, it's just so disingenuous. They don't think people see through it, but we know what they're doing, and we're watching them. So
yeah, you know, man, it is, and it's so good to hear guys like you, man, who are honest and forthright, because you know all of the bills that they've created to prevent people from voting, because, especially people of color, because Donald Trump lost an election. You know, the only reason that any of this is happening is because that lunatic lost the election. And instead of them just admitting it, they couldn't let it go. I got to run, man, but thank you as always.
Hell of a call,
great
Robert.
Conversation.
Thank you.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.